Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Hello, Sonia. Zip code is 94605.
I'm sorry, what's the first zip code?
94605.
Okay, first and last name on the account.
First name Michael, last name Fleury, Fleury. I spoke to someone in your company this morning, and they suggested I call back. The bank is also on the line, Bank of America, and they said for you to switch me to your fraud department.
Okay. For security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
7532 MacArthur Boulevard, Oakland, California, 94605.
Okay, thank you for that. One moment. Okay, sir, you said that your bank was on the line?
Yeah, my bank, Bank of America, is on the line. Hello, okay. Bank?
Yes, I do. Well, why this call may be recorded and monitored. Yeah, my name is Paul from Bank of America Small Business. Hello?
I'm here. I don't know if she's still there. Are you still there?
I'm still here, sir. One moment. Okay, sir. I have pulled up an account for you for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership and the Fit Tracker Black. Looks like your account has been canceled. Now, you were told to call back with your bank on the line to see what's the dispute drop for the $64.99 charge.
Right. You're supposed to reimburse me for the charge.
Okay. Is the bank still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Has the dispute been dropped for that charge?
You asking us?
I'm not aware of any dispute. There was no dispute made that I'm aware of. Sir, did you make a dispute that you didn't mention to me?
No. When I talked to the bank this morning, they told me to call the company and talk to the company about it. And I did, and the company says they were going to stop the subscription and for them to continue to, for the, whatever they have to do, they had to have the bank on the phone to complete the process. I'm just following instructions. So,
okay, so we never filed a complaint. If we asked you to contact them first, usually the first thing
right.
We do, there was no complaint filed.
Right, so that's what I did. I talked to them, and they said they stopped the subscription. That's just what she said. And whoever I talked to in the fraud department says in order for them to complete the process, I have to have the bank on the phone.
Okay. Well, yeah, we just have to verify with the bank that no dispute has been filed for the charge before we can refund the charge. But that $64.99 charge will be refunded back to your card within about 3 to 5 business days. You'll also get an email confirming. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Is that good enough, Bank of America?
If it's good enough for you, sir.
Okay, so... And who is the person I'm speaking with? What's your name again?
My name is Sonia.
Sonia?
Yes, Sonia. S-O-N-Y-A.
Okay. All right. So I'll be satisfied if they send me an email and they debit my account.
All right.
Is there a confirmation number along with this? Any type of confirmation number?
No, sir. That would have been sent with your cancellation email.
I haven't received anything from the company yet, the email, even with my conversation this morning. So nothing has been sent to me as of yet.
Well, it looks like the account was just canceled today, so it takes about 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. If not, we'll go back. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Hey, Paul, I have another question. I have one more question.
Yes, I'm still here for you, sir.
Antonio,
absolutely.
There was
yes,
a charge
sir.
On my account for CSC Service Works. Is that you? Is that your company?
How much was the charge?
$10.
No, sir.
On 8. I don't know what that.
It was on when?
April 8th.
Yeah, no, sorry. That's not this company.
Okay. I'll have to, Paul, I okay, well, thank you. So, Paul, could you stay on the line?
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.